producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, welcome to America Tonight. Tis the season, Cyber Monday, you know, and all that. Lots of people spending lots and lots of money. They say the average person who jumped online spent at least $134+. Was that you? Were you all over it today? Was it Cyber Monday for you? And that's all that was on your mind over the weekend? I hope not. Isn't it crazy how some smart marketers send Americans into a tizzy? I mentioned this on our last show. You have Black Friday. Brilliant! Get people to go shopping. Get them in the stores when they're full of turkey, exhausted from the holidays, and are ready to pay, to shop, to buy whatever it is that you slap a sales sticker on. And then do the same thing online. You know, and I'm not jaded about the gift-giving thing, so this isn't some kind of phony lecture here at the top. I just think it's wild to see the manipulation of so many who scramble to go and get more stuff. All you have to do is do some winter cleaning, because I'll call it winter cleaning. I know my poor guys in Minneapolis are socked with snow and ice. And I know across the Midwest there's some brutal conditions. So when you're stuck inside and you have to sort of look at the walls closing in on you and you decide, I'm going to go into my closet and see if I can rearrange a few things, and then you realize how much stuff there is, where it's falling on the sides, where the shelves are coming apart. How many people listening to me, especially you guys, have a bureau that is so stuffed full of clothes you can barely close it? Because it's filled to the rim. And you start to look around and you really notice that. I remember when I moved into my house a few years ago, and it's not some giant house, and I thought, oh, boy, I looked around, there's a lot of nooks and crannies. How much stuff is going to go in here? How are we going to furnish this? Oh, trust me, there was stuff, and then there was more stuff, and then there was more stuff. And you just don't realize it, right? It made me think of it with all the shopping that's gone on in the last 4 or 5 days. Oh, it's good to be a retailer, though, on top. Because this is where you are making your buck. Absolutely. No concerns about retail and spending money over gifts. As far as the presidential contenders are concerned, really, Donald Trump is now being circled by some sharks. One of them is Chris Christie, who said over and over and over again that he's making up the whole Muslims were celebrating on the other side of the river after 9/11. And the media has been feasting on Trump from the start. But it's interesting because Chris Christie, who's just a blip on the radar screen now, not at one time, but now in the polls, just got a huge endorsement, a surprising early endorsement, too, by a very influential person in New Hampshire. And the former New Hampshire governor, John Sununu, says that of the contenders, Chris Christie is not about what he calls hot rhetoric. And remember, Sununu is a guy with a little clout, especially in New Hampshire. He's a former chief of staff to President George H.W. Bush. And in New Hampshire, he says the New Hampshire Union Leaders publisher, Joseph McQuaid, with a big endorsement, is so enormous for Chris Christie to get this. Especially because they were looking at the Donald Trump phenomenon and saying, this is disastrous. That was the conversation, that they felt like, ooh, Trump is a disaster. This is just crazy. And so I think, and this is what Sununu is saying, he was on one of my pal's shows on Newsmax, said he's sending a broader message than just endorsing Christie. The message he's sending is you got to start choosing, America. The Republican primary voters have got to start choosing among the candidates who not only have tough rhetoric, but who are capable of understanding what they're saying and understanding how to implement what they're saying. Sununu says if Donald Trump became the Republican nominee, we lose the Senate, we lose the House, we lose everything. We lose the presidency. You know, that was my question to all of you. If you're really high on Donald Trump, is Trump the answer to beat Hillary Clinton? Because Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. Tomas, oh, happy, happy birthday to you. You know, birthdays carry over a couple of days. Did you have a good one?
Well, I had a really blessed birthday. Let me tell you. And I'll come back with a couple of things about how commercialized the holiday season has become. And I would like everyone to go see that movie, The 33. It's about the Chilean miners.
Yes, it's great.
But today my family took me to a late night movie of that movie. And there was no one else in the movie theater but us. So we got to keep our cell phones on. We got to dance to the when they had some little music on. You know, we're clapping, crying, we're telling jokes, and I felt like a billionaire in there, you know, watching that movie. But it was a movie, and one of the lines was, "Family's all you got." You know, one of the that hit me there was when the main character said that, and it just shows the importance in life of what's really important. And get home from that movie, you want to look it up on Wikipedia and then remember how incredible it was. But it was my wife cried and my daughter laughed, and and we were clapping, and so that's a movie review. And it makes you feel that the holiday seasons are not all about the dollar.
Yeah.
But about, you know, things that are much more important. And, I'm not going to throw any more politics. I think I just want to keep the message happy today.
I love that, Tomas, and I agree with you. Seeing the 33, thumbs up. Thank you for that review. I love that your family took you. You were talking about that before. And absolutely. It's just a reminder. It is about family. It's about being with family. If I said that about the stuff, you know, I realize sometimes myself, I think I don't have a lot of stuff, and it's ridiculous when you look around and I think, what's going on? Where did this come from? And always for me, if I'm talking about the holidays, it's about my family. It's about being with my nephew. It's about being with my brother and sister-in-law and the rest of my family. And I tell you, it's a tough thing when you lose somebody, because then you realize even more how precious family members are. It's not about the stuff, folks. Hang with us.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Spending some time. Coming up, we're going to be doing that mailbag thing, and then we're going to rock into the numbers with We Can Count, plus your calls. Donald Trump, it's like every day he's calling someone out, they're calling him out. The media is going after him, the media loves him to get the interview and the ratings, and the media is calling him out. The Trump drama. But here's the deal. It is about, as John Sununu says, as he said on Newsmax TV, it is about the primary voters. You got a choice to make. Who is the candidate you want? Who is the person that you see running the country, or you would like to see running the country? Who is the candidate who can beat the Democrat? If you're a Republican and you don't want to see Hillary Clinton, who is that candidate? Because it's going to be Hillary Clinton. I will be stunned if it's not. You know, we said this a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, and I think everybody was saying that. And then there was Benghazi in the hearings, and there was just that little window of, I wonder if she's tanking a little bit too much in the polls, and gosh, maybe something different happens. But it's not Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has excited a lot of people on the left side of things. Certainly, he's trying to do a lot for veterans, and I applaud that. Without a doubt, the veterans in this country deserve every opportunity they could possibly get. Spend a day with veterans of all walks of life, and you'll see exactly what kind of great sacrifice has been made throughout the years. And you won't forget it if you have nobody in your background who served, but you spend some time with people who have. I cannot say enough about how much I admire people who have put it on the line in whatever way they have, and often to see and witness some horrific things that are tough to live with and tough to come back and try to pretend it didn't happen or move on from it. And we certainly have seen the results of that. And then the treatment at the VA system has been nothing but brutal. Getting a little better, but still there's some exaggerated type of care going on that's not really happening. There's still problems. So I applaud Sanders for that, because that's heartfelt and that's real, and you can tell that. Republicans now are not narrowing the field very much. December 15th could be interesting because of the twist of Trump saying to CNN, if he really sticks to it, you know what, I'm not going to be there for your next debate. You're going to have to pay me $5 million, but I'm not going to keep the $5 million. I'm going to give it to the wounded warriors. I'm going to give it to the veterans. But the way you treated me and the money you're making because of the ratings, I think you should have to pay to have me on the stage. Can you imagine if every single candidate said that, which they won't? But let's see what happens, because we're only the very, very beginning of December, but you know, we're 2 weeks away. So will CNN, if he really sticks to that, will they pony up the money? Will the network pony up the money or not? I think it's going to be an or not. That's what I'm thinking. But because of what the haul is for those ratings, perhaps I'm wrong. If he is the drawing card, maybe that's the idea. No, we're going to stick with it. All right, on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
Jamil is here!
Ooh!
Kate, and this is from Ben. I can't believe that deadly disaster at the Planned Parenthood Clinic. It does make you wonder if all the nasty things that are being said about funding it, defunding it, if any of this has gotten some people who are already ready to jump on the rabid side amped up, and that's what led to that shooting spree at the Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs. I read about the people who were the victims, none of them tied to any kind of an abortion of any sort of sort. In fact, they were all, most of them were people who were parents, and I think it's damn depressing a day after a major holiday for children to be left without mothers or fathers because somebody decides they're going to take out their rage, which is probably about something else, on innocent people. He deserves the death penalty. Well, we're far away from the sentencing phase. We know it's going to be a year till Robert Deere is in a courtroom somewhere. They have him in a suicide vest because they don't want to see him escape. They don't want that to happen. I do love the fact that the victims are being talked about, because nothing makes me more furious when you have something terrible happen as the result of somebody who's decided they're going to take lives of people they don't even know or have any sort of a connection to, then talking about the gunman again and again and again, but not the victims. So, you know, they have him, he's charged, and now we'll see how this all plays out. But it's the kids. It's the kids in this deal that really lose. All right, let's go to this one from Maury. Maury says, Kate, I promise you by the end of the season I'm going to call in for that nail the score thingy you do. I think it's pretty cool. I love it. I have to tell you, it's been a wild NFL season. I am a fan of the great game of football, but so many quarterbacks getting hurt, you sort of need a scorecard just to know who's in. It was really cool what happened in that game with the Denver quarterback, Osweiler, and the fact that he was able to win and engineer a huge comeback. So now the Broncos will have to decide, are they going to stick with him? Bravo, the Patriots were knocked off. Yeah, you wonder if that's forced the hand of Denver to either keep Osweiler in, he's in his mid-20s, or go with the old man Peyton Manning, who's almost 40, you know, probably just plays itself out. It's the end of the year. When it gets to the end of the year, Peyton's not, he's hurt. So they could just let that go, and then maybe he retires. I don't know. I don't think he is ready to retire, though. And if you're not mentally ready to retire, you know, that's kind of the thing. This one from Trip. Kate, aren't you proud of me? This is the second time I've emailed you in the last 3 months. Take note. I see the snow from the nightly news that's coming down in Minneapolis and Kansas City and in other places in the Midwest, Sioux City. And then I thank God every day that I don't live in the Midwest. I love my friends there and my family, but the harsh winters were just too much for me. Black ice is a killer. I heard you talking about the worst driving conditions one could ever imagine, and that's the worst driving condition. When you really don't know what you've hit, you spin out of control and you hit it into something else. Hopefully it's not anything that completely destroys another person's car or your car, but quite often it's what you just deal with every single season, and I think it gets tiring. I don't know about the rest of the people listening to your show, but having been there, I am so glad, and being raised there, I am so glad I now live on the West Coast, and I just have to deal with a stinking drought. So, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which is the best thing that I have to deal with here? A Mother Nature sending down no moisture, or the opposite direction, where you have to deal with too much moisture, and we certainly have seen that in Texas, or too many inches of snow that fall at one time. I think I have to say, if you got to keep your sidewalks clean, and if you have to do that shoveling thing, it's a good way to get in shape, but it's exhausting. Having to shovel when a blizzard's coming, oh, I did that once. Oh, terrible. And I was in pretty good shape then. It was awful. The muscles you use, you go out and you shovel, you go out a couple hours later, shovel again. Then you shovel again. And then you shovel again. It's nightmarish. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can always hit me up, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And as you can see, we talk about a wide variety of things. Whatever on your mind is what is on my mind. So send me your thoughts. Stay with us. Coming up, a little of this and a little of that.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
America tonight, which means we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, because unlike a lot of shows, and I get it, a lot of shows stick on just one thing only. And listen, if you want to weigh in on Trump, have at it. I keep asking the question, who do you want to be president? Who seems like presidential material? Because now it's not about the conversation, it's about the results. We are leapfrogging into primary season. This is when it counts. This is when it matters. This is when people are going to vote, and those votes will count as to who ends up being the Republican nominee. We don't even talk about the Democrats in the sense of who's going to be the nominee, because I can't imagine it's not going to be Hillary Clinton. Who's it going to be? Governor Kasich? No. Bernie Sanders? No. Any other guesses? No. There's nobody else. Nobody else is going to end up in that slot. It's her. So who's going to run against Hillary Clinton? That's the question. What do you want to see happen there? What do you want to see happen? I read a headline this morning when I first woke up, of course. I'm always greeted by positive news. My dog Mahalo, now that's positive. He is positive. If you want a positive creature in your life, oh, go for a golden retriever. They say golden retrievers are just great love dogs. They're like little bears running around. But they're not great watchdogs, because they say really anyone that comes in, they'll love on them. They're not gonna go after them, right? Let's talk about this. So I saw this headline, or sent to me actually. Christmas has been canceled in Washington. So I'm like, what does that mean? Christmas has been canceled in Washington. And it turns out Christmas in Washington, which began in the 80s, is kind of like a pageant. There was musical acts like the Earth, Wind, and Fires, and Tim McGraw's, and Gloria Stefan's, and Justin Bieber's, who did the Christmas classic thing on the stage, while you had the First Family and other Washington VIPs who were in the audience, and they sang along. Well, I guess the decision was, I mean, it was a really hot holiday ticket, and it's a tradition. So the, you know, this is 33 years of doing this. They're not going to return for a 34th year. They basically say that after last year's show that was hosted by The Rock, TNT said it's not going to broadcast the Christmas special. So that ends that 15-year deal with the producer, George Stevens Jr. and his son. And they were ousted as producers of the Kennedy Center's Honors Gala. So they were looking for a new broadcast partner. And I guess a network sponsor wasn't found. It's tough these days, right? That's why when Trump threatens to pull out of a debate for CNN, who they're never seeing ratings where they get 23 million, it probably sets off panic and long meetings. So that's it. No big finale. Here's the sad part about this. It really was started as a benefit. So it benefited the Children's National Health System, which was actually created by the producer and the writer of it. And it, you know, that money was some needed money that was pumped into something they started to help kids. And they say what part of what happened is, you know, George Stevens Jr. and then his son Michael was a producer, and they directed the show from 2004 to 2014, but Michael died from complications due to stomach cancer. And, you know, so this has got to be one of those really sad realizations for the people in D.C. and this charity that he started, that it's not going to happen this time around. All good things must come to an end. But when I first saw the headline, and the purpose of telling you the story in my long-winded way, is I saw Christmas in Washington canceled. It was sent to me, and I thought, oh, this is an abomination. What could possibly be going on? See, that's why you never assume. Never assume with a voice like Adele's that she cannot sell music. The lady moves the tunage. Adele 25 sales, that's the name of her new album, top 4 million. You know, in this day and age, selling music is a tricky, tricky thing. Just ask Taylor Swift. Because of free downloads, because of ways people exchange music, it says something when that many people are downloading and actually paying for your stuff. 4 million is a very, very big number in a short amount of time, by the way. I mean, this is really just the second week, so probably it goes higher than that. And you think of the time of year, some more people may download it as we get deeper into the holidays. But to sell more than 4 million, that's pretty darn big. I can't even think of anything that is close to that now with what people are doing when they're downloading music. But she definitely has that unique sound and has captivated. You know, she's on that road to the iconic deal where when you put your name on it, yeah, people are just going to, you have your fans. People are going to, as they say, your tribe. They're just going to be all in with whatever it is that you offer. You know, period. How'd you like to be in a car listening to Adele 25 going 60 miles an hour in 2 seconds? The new Bugatti. New Bugatti. They say is the world's fastest car. And that's pretty good. If you can rev it up that quickly, that's power. How long does it take you on an open road to get up to 60? But the French automaker is confirming they say that this car, which will make its official debut at the 2016 Geneva Motor Show in March, which for you motorheads is supposed to be mind-blowing, is just very, very fast the second you hit it. World's most powerful, and that's a big claim, powerful, fastest motor, luxurious, and most exclusive production super sports car is what they're calling it. So they're trying to put everything in there. They say that it'll take, it will run from 0 to 60 miles an hour faster than 2.7 seconds, which is crazy. That's fast. That's like a Bond car, I would think. And it's a beautiful car. This is radio, and I've seen the pictures. And it does look like something Bond could probably jump in. You know, that's the problem. You go to these car shows. If you went to this car show in France, and you're there, you just would be, you'd just be so pulled into this. If I go to any car show, you know, they have the classic car shows across the United States. Some of you might have a classic car. And you go, and you see these cars, and you think, oh, I want that car. I don't want things, but I want this car that I'm looking at right now because it's so cool. And it's always done up to perfection. Always, always, always. I've been to classic car shows and new cars coming out. And for different reasons, both are equally exciting. If you get geeked up over cars, boy, there is, I mean, far and wide. You got cars. I mean, almost anywhere. Even in these small towns, you'll see car parades of Model Ts or whatever it is. And it's pretty neat, actually. So if I went to this show with some of these cars that they have there in this French auto show, I think I'd be a little bit blown away. But we're talking shelling out some serious money for it. So, mind blown or not, it'd be pretty tough to pony up the kind of cash that they would want. So you start to worry or start to imagine, where do you think most of the clients come from? Who's got the money to write that big of a check? Right? Yeah. Who has the money? It's just what you have to ask yourself. Coming up, it's about the numbers. Looking at stories with some interesting numbers, including the world's tallest tower gets some money in Saudi Arabia. So the world's longest, or really tallest tower, where is it? Do you have any idea where it is? It takes just under 60 elevators to rush up and have one of the most spectacular views you will ever see. One of the most spectacular views. Too bad it's only in the planning stages, but the rest of it is going. And they'll put this thing up sooner rather than later. We're talking about that and other things when we come back with We Can Count.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We start with tourists who had to deal with shattering glass. Where was this? A 3,500-foot-high glass walkway apparently shattered, and it certainly scared the people down below as the glass cascaded. And you know what that's like to be standing there walking, and you hear that sound where it's like a pew, all of a sudden it rocks you. Oh. It's been a long time since I've had something like that happen, but yeah, I know the sound, and the sound is brutal, and apparently there were people walking on top, and that was part of the reason for the shattered glass in China. The Van Tijian glass is what it's called, and they're still investigating it, but the people down below all survived other than the shock of hearing what sounded like an explosion, which then has you thinking, ooh, you know, what is that? And, you know, the walkway has just seen swarms of tourists since it was completed. And the worst fear happened when the sheet of glass gives way and cracks beneath the feet and then shatters. And this has only been opened 2 weeks. Pretty impressive glass skywalk. Pretty terrifying to hear that happening. And if you actually see it, it's built around and on the outside of this, I mean, beautiful, like, gorge. So a little scary. It reminds me of the observation deck on Chicago's Willis Tower. You know, it's that walkway on the and on the mountain that we're talking about in China, though. It's an open-air walkway, so that might be a little scarier, I think, perhaps, more than what happened or what you see when you're in Chicago on what used to be called the Sears Tower and now is the Willis Tower. And some people, if you're not afraid of heights, you just take it in stride and you walk along. But there were people screaming, it cracked, and people got out of the way. So the good news is nobody was hurt. But your number is 2 weeks and an amazingly long walkway that now has to really be checked. 3,540-foot high glass walkway. To give you the exact specifications, not what one would suspect when they're walking on it or walking underneath it. And either way, if something had happened, everybody gets the bad deal there. Nobody is spared because of the proximity to people and the possibility of a fall. Just tragic, huh? Okay, let's move on to this one. Highly venomous sea snake has been spotted for the first time in 30 years, and this snake species was spotted in California, and they haven't seen it. And you know what? It's weird to say this, but the snake is kind of a pretty snake, and I certainly wouldn't. I know nothing about snakes other than rattlesnakes and cobras, which I doubt I'm going to see a cobra in my lifetime. But this venomous sea snake is scary looking because it probably it's a protection mechanism. But the snake itself is pretty. It's like black and it has yellow in it. It almost looks like painted yellow on this venomous snake. And somebody who doesn't know snakes, I suppose if I were in the water and I saw any snake coming after me, I would be scared out of my wit's end as to the snake coming toward me. But looking at this snake and knowing nothing about what's poisonous and what's not poisonous other than the snakes I mentioned, I don't know that I would think that this would be a poisonous snake. The Golden State says that the last sighting of the yellow-bellied sea snake in the early 1980s. But because they say, because we're in the midst of an El Nino weather event, and that's why we've seen two sightings on a beach in Oxnard, California, not far from where I used to live, scientists are asking for the public's help to confirm whether the snakes actually made landfall or not. There's a group that encourages citizens to document any sightings with images and location and all that sort of stuff. Never touch it. Yellow-bellied sea snake produces, they say, some of the most lethal venom in the world. But if you look at this snake, it looks harmless. I would never look at it and think, oh, boy, this got to run in the opposite direction. It's kind of like a pretty-looking snake. If anything, not like a snake that has the most poison venom in the world that could be injected into you, and then what are you going to do if that happens? Yes, famous what-ifs. What-ifs. All right, let's move on to another one. I have a whole bunch of them, just picking out a few of them. And I think we'll go with this one. Jared Vogel's divorce documents revealed that his wife was just completely disgusted by the charges on Vogel and what had happened. And you know, they're vowing that he's going to serve a very long sentence. And when I say long, you know, decades is what we're talking about. For the victim's sake, for the heinousness of the crime. And boy, oh boy, Jared Fogle, looking at him, this goes to show the whole old saying about don't judge a book by a cover, because this cover would really not match up with what we heard that Vogel was involved with. But now convicted, that sentence starts to get served, and his wife served him with divorce papers, you know, saying this is it, hasta la vista, baby, because she certainly couldn't stay in that marriage and has kids to be thinking about, which is so terrible with this whole Jared Vogel thing. And knowing that it went on for however long it went on, and he had a colleague actually even helping him and in the same boat is, whew, unbelievable. Let's put it that way. Unbelievable. And oh, by the way, let me throw this in. The world's tallest tower got funding in Saudi Arabia. I mentioned that 3,280-foot Jebediah Tower, also known as the Kingdom Tower, is going to have about 200 floors, 59 elevators, overlooking the Red Sea when it opens in 2020. It will be the first building to exceed 1 kilometer in height. 1 kilometer. It is a very big structure. What an undertaking. What an undertaking. But they got the funding for it. So they're on track. $1.2 billion financing deal to complete the first skyscraper. That is crazy. Wow. $1.2 billion. The skyscraper is part of the first phase, by the way, of a massive project financed by the Saudi billionaire Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. The first 26 floors have already been built. They say they're going to create a new suburb of the city that they hope will become a tourist destination. Whew. Currently, right now, the Burj is the world's tallest building. 830 meters. I'm not doing the conversion for you. Not gonna do it. I know you're all smart, you can do it. Thanks for listening.
An important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.